From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says its successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile proves it can carry a large nuclear warhead. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday confirmed Pyongyang test launched an ICBM. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it represents a new escalation of threat to the United States and called for global action to halt it. The Hwasong-14 flew less than 40 minutes, gaining an altitude of more than 2,800 kilometers and a distance of more than 900 kilometers. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it would appear Pyongyang is getting outside help, which may explain its rapid leap in missile capability.
We usually assume that North Korea is doing this all by themselves, that they're not getting any foreign help. And yet I think there's every reason to believe that they probably have some scientists from perhaps Russia, perhaps China, who have worked on developing this kind of missile and are providing information on what a warhead looks like and how it gets through the atmosphere.
The UN Security Council is expected to take up the matter later Wednesday. Meanwhile, U.S. and South Korean soldiers Tuesday fired what are called deep strike precision missiles into South Korean territorial waters as a show of force. Girls from Gambia and Afghanistan have been denied U.S. visas to attend a robotics competition. The seven girls, two from Afghanistan, five from the Gambia, were to have taken part in the first global challenge involving 160 countries showing off engineering skills. There's been no official explanation. The two countries are not part of a temporary travel ban imposed on six mostly Muslim countries designed to improve screening procedures. This is VOA News.